This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Joe Beninati calls Washington Capitals games, and he's with us just to talk about this. It's Deb and EJ. How's your summer?
You know, this is great news today, Deb. I was actually watching Tiger Woods hit golf balls at Congressional Country Club when I heard the news about Adam Oates, and I said, it's time to get back to an ice rink kind of thought. And for Adam, you're exactly right. Boy, they say good things happen in threes. What's next for Adam today? It's been a whale of a day.
Well, he was willing to pay his dues and be an assistant in a couple of places, but he's never been, obviously, a head coach in the NHL. George McPhee has hired a couple of times, coaches without NHL experience. Why is he willing to do that?
It's interesting. I want to say this is the fifth different first-time NHL head coach that George has hired. It's been sort of an MO for him, and in this instance, I believe George knows how this team has been constructed. Heck, he helped put it together. And I believe that this is the coach who he believes can play and bring the right scheme that will mesh well with the talents that are on this roster presently and with whatever talents may still be out there via free agency or trades that George might want to bring into the mix. I still look at this team and think of it as a very offensive-minded club. And when you're thinking about offensive-minded tacticians and technicians, Adam Oates is an outstanding choice in that regard. I've had the good pleasure to meet a lot of tremendous hockey players with, quote, high hockey IQ. Patrick Waugh and Adam Oates, to me, come off as two of the smartest hockey players I've ever met for their overall sense of the game. And Adam is highly, highly intelligent, and I think he will figure out the best way to get the most out of this Washington Capitals club.
Joe, you know, it's interesting now because we had Bruce Boudreau who came to Washington and it was turn him loose, Bruce, so to speak, in terms of letting the guys play. And that really worked for a good while. And in the playoffs, they couldn't get past a certain point. Bruce kind of dialed it back, had them playing defensive hockey. Eventually, you know, he ends up losing his job. Dale Hunter comes in, and it's really a defensive kind of game, playing it very conservative, blocking shots, the whole thing. And now he's out, he leaves, and now Adam Oates comes in. I mean, are we looking for the Washington Capitals down the road to be somewhere in between the Bruce Boudreau offensive game and the Dale Hunter more defensive game?
Yes, EJ, there's going to be a happy medium, but I think that happy medium is going to be more medium well, if you will. If we were cooking steaks, this would be medium well, and medium well towards the offensive side. And if you're going to do that, I think Adam Oates' playing style would indicate to you that he loved to play an offensive-minded brand of hockey, that he would have been surgical on the power play. And Washington's power play 2 or 3 years ago was outstanding. It has cost them dearly in recent seasons and in recent playoff failures. And I'm sure Adam Oates, having worked on it to some degree in New Jersey and having been a student of the power play for such a long time himself as a player, is going to bring some new wrinkles to that man advantage unit, which can help Washington find that half a goal to a goal more that they need. If they get back to their scoring ways of a few years ago, then obviously we know that they can be frightening. And all at the same time, they'll have the lessons learned that they picked up from Dale Hunter about what it takes to win in April, May, and June, which is more of a commitment to the defensive end. If you can find that harmonious blend, if you can be somewhere in the middle of turn 'em loose Bruce, let's say, who actually wanted to be in the middle himself, I think you have a Washington Capitals team that could be a threat again.
All right, enjoy Congressional this weekend, and thank you very much.
Tee it high and let it fly.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Joe.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.